allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We have a very full agenda tonight, a number of items on the agenda. First and foremost, I want to congratulate four community members, school community members, Teresa Norosevsky, Kathleen Johnson, Virginia Messiano, and Irene Navas. They were granted the SCOPE Award, and it's for their service to the community. So congratulations. There's going to be a dinner on March 14th. Went to the dinner last year. It was a great event. And everybody's welcome to attend. You can go onto our website for the form. So please come and support. Brings us to the next section tonight of the agenda, which is Superintendent's Report, Carol Perkins' report on salary and benefits presentation. Carol?
Yeah, we're going to move around.
Good evening. My presentation tonight will be addressing the salary and benefits for the 2016-17 school year. Last board meeting, Mr. Soto presented the enrollment and staffing needs of the school district for 2016-17. He addressed all three buildings, Clayton Huey Elementary, the middle school, and the high school, and he looked at the grade levels and all the staffing needs. And my presentation will be taking his information, all the staffing, looking at the whole district, and adding, and I'll equate it to dollars. So what you're looking at here is a summary of expenses. It's the expense side of the budget. And as you can see, employee salaries and benefits make up majority of the budget. Over 75% of the budget is made up of the salary and benefits. The budget that you're looking at right now is just an initial budget. We're just starting the development of the budget, and there are going to be multiple budget presentations. What you're looking at now is just the initial budget request from the administrators, and it's a fluid document. In fact, after Mr. Soto's presentation, I had to adjust the budget to include additional staffing that was recommended. So again, it's a fluid document, and we'll be looking at the categories of equipment all the way down to transfer to other funds at another evening, another budget or workshop. But right now, tonight, we're looking at salary, employee salaries, and benefits. You'll see, if you look over to the right, the dollar change in salaries is a little over $1.1 million. Percentage change of 5.3%.
Is that based on the headcount as well as the contractual increases?
Right, contractual increases and additional FTEs.
And is that across the entire district, including administration, paraprofessionals, teachers?
Yes.
It's an additional 3.6, right? 3.6 FTEs built into that as well.
As we go further into the presentation, you'll see we'll come around in the work. And then also includes the associated employee benefits. Okay. So pulling from the entire budget, this is a salary and benefits section, and comparing 2015-16 to 2016-17, there is a dollar change of $1.2 million, and this is where you can see the FTE increase from 253.3 to 256.9, or an increase of 3.6. And again, that was addressed in Mr. Soto's presentation, his recommendations. And when I was discussing the salaries and benefits being a large portion of the school budget, you can see in 15-16 made up of a little over 76%. And what's being proposed at this time, which it could change, represents about 77% of the budget. Okay. Now, pulling the salaries out, we can go a bit behind, we'll look at that a little bit later. Salaries are made up of two components, your instructional salaries and your non-instructional salaries. Your instructional salaries include your teachers and your administrators, teachers such as your general education teachers, your special ed teachers, your psychologists, your librarians, etc. That's all included under instructional salaries. Non-instructional salaries are your support staff. It's your clerical, it's your technical support, it's your paraprofessionals, it's your monitors, it's your building and grounds, it's also your security staff. That's all under non-instructional. Comparing the 2015-16 budget to 2016-17, the dollar change is a little over $1 million and includes the 3.6, the addition of the 3.6 FTEs. And what else? Yes, and the dollar change also includes contractual increases. Non-instructional salaries, there's no change in FTE, and the dollar change is a little under $110,000. And so looking at the overall salaries, the dollar change is $1.1 million or an increase of 3.6 FTEs, full-time equivalents. Okay. Now we're taking it a little bit further into the detail. And when I was discussing instructional salaries, you'll see when you're looking at the slide, on the top, it's black on the left-hand side, and on the bottom is right. The black is your instructional staff. The bottom is your non-instructional. So your instructional, as I said before, includes your elementary teachers, your secondary teachers, your substitute teachers, your administrators, all your administrators, your K-12 staff, and your K-12 staff includes all your special education teachers, your psychologists, your guidance counselors, your social workers. They fall under the K-12 staff category. Then you have your advisors and chaperones and your coaches and officials. You'll see the FTE change on instructional, on secondary teachers. There's a 1.8 FTE increase. And under the K-12 staff, 1.8 FTE increase. And on the bottom, you'll see your non-instructional. Again, that's your clerical staff, your building and grounds, your security, health services, which are your nurses, your paraprofessionals, and your monitors. So again, the overall increase is salary increase $1.1 million, and the FTE increase is 3.6. Okay. Now we're looking at employee benefits. As you can see, employee benefits makes up about 25% of the budget. We were talking about this over 75%. 25% is made up of employee benefits. If you have salaries and staffing, you also have employee benefits. You'll see that overall, the increase in employee benefits is a little over $172,000. And you'll see that there's a lot of, for this year, there's a lot of increases when you're looking at the various categories. The first category is your employee retirement system. You'll see that there's a decrease of a little under $62,000, and that's due to a decrease in the employee contribution rate from 18.6% to 15.8%. Teachers' retirement system is the same. Decrease of $193,000, and that's due to the employee contribution rate decreasing from 13.26% to 11.72%. The other category we'll see a decrease is workers' compensation, about $75,000 decrease, and that is due to every year we're always looking to see where we can save some costs. And this year, we looked at workers' compensation. We felt that we could get a better rate. And we went out and found a company. They provide great service to the district thus far, and it comes with a lower premium. So it was a savings to the district, and that's what presented there.
Carol, on the ERS and the TRS, I know that this is just the actual charges for 16-17.
It's based on salaries.
As we expect them to be,
yes, correct?
It's not firm at this point?
No, it's not firm.
Okay. With regard to the smoothing that was looked at a number 2 years ago, we've paid that back in total at this point. So this
is
the exact cost that we're not...
Based on salaries.
Got it. Okay.
Thus far.
Yep.
I mean, it could change. The salaries. If the salaries change, then the...
But the contribution percentage is set. We're certain on the percentage. It's just based on our salaries. So it's going to change minutely.
Yes.
Okay.
And then health insurance, there's an increase of $418,700, and that represents an 8% increase. And this year we saw a 7% increase, so budgeting for 8% due to the Affordable Care Act. A lot of things are being thrown into the premiums, and thus the percentage increase.
When we looked at salary and benefits, when you had the total health insurance and the TRS, ERS was in that number on page one on the summary, correct? The health insurance and the TRS, ERS was in that number. So when it netted out on slide one, it was in net, which included both.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So overall, the increase, when you take into account the reductions in employer retirement system, the TRS, workers' comp, offset by the increase in the health insurance, there's an overall increase of $172,643, or 1.76% increase. I pulled in from the previous slide the slack salaries, and again, 1.1% change, and a 5.3% increase, which includes the 3.6 FTEs and contractual increases. And so overall, when we look at total salaries and employee benefits, it comprises an increase of $1.2 million or a 4.2% increase. And again, it represents about 77% of the budget. And in conclusion, again, just pulling from before, salary and benefits, as I mentioned, 77.1% of the budget. And an overall increase of 3.6 FTEs. As we go forward, there'll be more discussions regarding regarding the budget, regarding salaries, regarding various line items, and but this is where we are as of today.
And Carol, just one last question. With the FTEs, we have had some layoffs over the years because of the recession, like we did the easing of with the TRS, and we've had to do different things. So now we're trying to restore. So for the FTEs, do we have any comparison, or you probably don't know right off the top of your head, but can we have from where we were, like 2008-09 when the recession started, and where we were now, who we're replacing, as a comparison, so that it's not really an addition, it's kind of a restoration.
Yes.
In a way, so to just see it in that way.
Okay.
And the additional staff in the secondary, you should know, that's really the sixth grade. So although it's an elementary, the way Carol's showing the budget, I got to look at it, the way she's showing the budget, it looks like it's secondary because we have our sixth graders on the secondary campus. That's where the addition comes in. The one is for both, right, language and English. The other one is a one particular teacher, right, one full-time elementary teacher. Again, the board will
and a psychologist
and
that we have around. So just so that we can see that it's a restoration, and it's good that we're able to do this.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, in line with the teeing off the budget presentation that was just made, I just wanted to let the community know that we had good news from the New York State Comptroller. Comptroller analyzes school districts on a financial stress designation. They look at a variety of factors, including fund balance, operating deficits, liquidity, and short-term debt, and they use this to kind of determine how strong or weak the financial practices, the financial backing of the district is. Last year, so there's those three categories that I just kind of walked through. Significant stress, moderate stress, or susceptible to fiscal stress. Significant is, you know, we've got significant issues, we're not going to be able to continue going forward. Moderate is, let's really watch it. And susceptible is very low, the lowest of categories. We were susceptible last year, the lowest of categories. We're susceptible again this year, but we did better. We are better this year. We are less susceptible this year. We are less susceptible this year by 6% than we were last year. So
We've never been susceptible this year.
So last year our score was 23.3%. This year our score is 16.7%.
That is correct.
So we're doing better, so that's great. Brings us to the next section of our agenda tonight, which is legislative update.
As chair of the legislative committee, we went on Saturday, Annette Rank, Mr. Stewart, and myself to Longwood High School, Middle School. And they've had a legislative regional breakfast for 12 years. It's a great resource. And Senator Flanagan, who used to come all the time, is now Senate Majority Leader, and he's great. He's a good advocate for us. So we went, we get to hear and see all the other school boards in the area. We get to hear from the state as to what they think will happen. Assemblyman Fred Thiel is there, Senator LaValle, they answer questions. So it's a very good outreach and good way to go and see other boards and to understand the economic mechanisms of the state. We're a state entity, we are reliant on their aid and how that works. So. My legislative committee, I have extras for them. I saw Danielle Dench here. And so I will give those to you so you can see the priorities and agenda that have been set for the legislative agenda by the New York State School Board Association and the Association of School Superintendents. So some good handouts, some good networking and talking and listening to the whole legislative agenda and what's going to happen. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. Brings us to the next section of the agenda tonight. Questions and comments regarding tonight's agenda only. Does anybody have any questions or comments regarding tonight's agenda? Yeah, so we're recording. As you know, if you've got a question, we're going to ask you to keep it, we have a full house tonight, keep it to 3 minutes. Please come up to the podium. Please state your name.
I'm Robin, if you have just a few 3 minutes.
Hey, good evening. My name is Mike Siminski, and I'm speak on behalf of my daughter and Ms. Graff and both the students for the AP classes. I've been in Santa Mauricio for over 35 years, and it's my first school board meeting. My daughter has been going through some teenage emotional situations, and she sought help from the counselor, guidance counselor, and the psychs in school. And I'm sure they did their best, but not good enough. She reached out again to Ms. Graff. And thank God Ms. Graff spoke and gave her some support and comfort and even made her want to go to school, which was important for us. And according to the administration and Mr. Stewart, Ms. Graff and my daughter were not supposed to leave. Oh, and they talked and chatted. My daughter left the school with her in full. I knew well that my daughter Madeline was talking with Ms. Graff. Gave a full permission, total permission. Mr. Stewart was very aggressive and very intimidating when he spoke to my wife, which is what I heard from my wife. And this is something that would have been settled in like the third base field, you know, behind school 30 years ago. But now this is when somebody steps on your toes, you got to speak up. I don't appreciate what Mr. Stewart, how he handled that situation. Ms. Graff made my daughter feel safe to even want to go to school. I want to say that again, and it's not easy being a parent. I wish I had all the magic words to make my young daughter know how it is to wake up and face this tough world. And I try my best, but I thank my lucky stars that a teacher like Ms. Graff can help my daughter and other students. Ms. Graff has been a blessing in our life, my daughters, my two daughters, and a bunch of other students, I'm sure. She's a wonderful teacher and only cares for her position in school, but not just for her position, but for her students in art and the AP classes, advanced placement, and I think Ms. Graff's getting a shaft, man, that's all. And I'm not too happy with what you, how you spoke to my wife, Mr. Stewart. The end.
Thank you.
She went to Mrs. Graff. And with my husband's permission, she left the school, Mrs. Graff, to calm her down, and was able to return to school and finish her day. Mrs. Graff has been there for Maddie throughout her high school years. Art is very important to her. She has been taking art classes her whole entire academic career with the goal of accumulating a portfolio and becoming a visual art major in college. And when you take Mrs. Graff out of the class, Maddie and the rest of the AP art students are lost. Considering she's been with them, helping them build their skills and portfolios since the beginning. Throughout her 30 years as an art teacher, Mrs. Graff has helped and inspired my youngest daughter, eldest daughter, Emily, and Santa Mercy's High School alumni pursue art with passion, dedication, and countless other students over her 30 years of teaching. This has just not affected my daughter. It has affected all those who have known, and it has been inspired by Mrs. Graff. The students are upset, especially the AP class students who are seniors. Building their portfolios is necessary to apply to art schools after graduation. Any student who has interacted with Mrs. Graff and has gotten to know her can confide in her about anything, not just art. She is the one of those special and rare teachers who not only teach their subjects, but give respect, time, and is an individual whose students can feel comfortable talking to her about anything, not just art and grades. Can you all look in her eyes and take away all that Mrs. Graff has taught for the last 30 years in this small but close-knit community with a clean record up until now, Mr. Stewart, with your personal vendetta to see her leave before retirement.
Those controller numbers. There have been a number of districts that are coming back saying that those numbers are not accurate. So I'm only saying that simply because I want that on everybody's radar so that we don't just say, oh, that's the number, that's the bottom line, we're good. So
absolutely. And I think it's a good point, and I think that the numbers are a measure. They're not the only measure, and there are a variety of different measures. But every single thing we do, we're looking at how we can be more efficient, how we can teach better with what we've got so that we can expand. I mean, that's if you look at the five-year goals, as we talk about, we need to manage the budget while we grow the program. And I think this shows that that's what we're trying to do. And so thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Paige Weshey. I would like to speak on behalf of Ms. Graff. First, I don't think that we would have this big of a turnout if the community and students didn't love Ms. Graff as much as we all do. I would like to read a letter that was written by my sister, who unfortunately couldn't be here tonight because she's in Florida. So, my name is Brooke Weshey. I'm a 2009 Center Merchants alumni, and I'm writing to express my unwavering support for Mrs. Graff. I've had the privilege to know Mrs. Graff as a teacher, mentor, and friend. Mrs. Graff is one of the reasons why Center Merchants is such a great community. Not only is Mrs. Graff an exceptional teacher, she is an upstanding citizen of Center Merchants. She is a part of the Merchants Rotary Club and was director of the Interact Club when I was a senior. As the 2009 president of the Interact Club, I was privileged to have worked alongside with Ms. Graff as she organized countless food drives, Chinese auctions, Main Street cleanups, window painting for Halloween. She has worked and organized high school volunteers for different Rotary events such as the Spooky Walk, Beer Fest, the Duck Barbecue. All proceeds support Camp Aquatic in East Merchants, a camp for disabled children. As a mentor, Ms. Graff has taught me the meaning of giving back to the community and treating others with dignity and respect. And in 2007, nominated me to attend RILA, Rotary Youth Leadership Awards, a leadership retreat for high school sophomores. I found this to be an extremely enriching experience for high school students and returned in 2008 as a facilitator and was voted the student chairsperson 2009 to help organize and plan the RILA retreat as a senior. I fully credit Janice Graff for an experience of a lifetime. Ms. Graff goes above and beyond her duties as a teacher to help the community and children in need. Everyone who knows Ms. Graff knows she is empathetic and a source to confide in. With her witty humor and down-to-earth personality, she is easy to relate to. When I spoke of Ms. Graff, I speak from personal experience. I have seen and felt the love she has for her students firsthand. When I was a teenager, I went through a very hard time. The staff at Center Merchants High School helped my sister and I adjust and deal with extreme life changes within our own family. My sister and I were put in positions no teenager should have to endure, but with the help of many Center Merchants staff, Ms. Graff in particular, we were able to balance what was going on at home with sports, clubs, and keep our grades up to be on the academic achievement list. I cannot express enough my gratitude and love for Ms. Graff. When I look back on my time at Center Merchants High School, I remember the real sense of community, not only among the students, but with the teachers. Teachers who have taught two, sometimes three, generations of family. These teachers become family to us. I think fondly of the time between ninth period and the start of volleyball practice, when I would walk down the halls and hear students playing guitar with an English teacher, or political and social debates in the art or technology wing. Center Merchants teachers look at their students as more than just a body and a desk, but as their children. This is what I love most about Center Merchants High School. I write this letter in hopes that the board will consider the legacy of Ms. Graff. I hope you consider all the lives she has touched while residing as a teacher of Center Merchants. I hope you consider all that she does for the community. Ms. Graff has touched the lives of so many children of the community. I urge you to take a step back and think of what makes our community so special. I thank the board for your time in reading this letter, and I hope you make the decision to allow Ms. Graff to return to the classroom.
Hi, my name is Jean Williams. I am a 2009 Center Merchants alumni. I just want to speak on behalf of Mrs. Graff and just say that not only was Ms. Graff my teacher all throughout middle school and high school, she was also my role model, my mentor, and most importantly, my friend. If ever I had any issue, if ever I was going through anything at home, any hardship, anything like that, the first person that I would always go to was Mrs. Graff, and with open arms, she would welcome me. She is the most supportive, loving, kind, passionate teacher that I've had at Center Merchants High School, and quite frankly, I don't know where I would be without her today, without her leadership and her guidance throughout making decisions of what am I going to do for the rest of my life when I'm 18 years old and have no idea. She is just an incredible person, and I really hope that you as the school board take into consideration letting her back in the classroom where she belongs. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Anna Seder. I'm a parent. My son, Elias, is a former president of the Interact, and he's away at college, but he wrote this letter. To the Santa Maria's Board of Ed, out of the many teachers I've known throughout my education, Mrs. Graff is by far the most important to me. From a purely academic standpoint, in the two classes I had with her, my artistic abilities were improved almost tenfold. However, that is not why I think so highly of her. I joined Interact in eighth grade, and that is where I first met Mrs. Graff. And it was through Interact that I got to know her. She is an amazing person who is solely responsible for making our chapter of Interact as charitable and involved as it is. On a more personal note, Mrs. Graff has always been somewhat of a role model for me. She is selfless and appreciates those who work hard and have integrity. I appreciate her opinion so much that I asked her to write my college recommendation for me. Mrs. Graff is one of the few exceptional people I have known. She is not only a fantastic art teacher, but an amazing mentor. Sincerely, Elias Sather, class of 2015. Now, as a parent, I can say with passion that Mrs. Graff truly loves her students. I sat next to her at the 2015 graduation, and she cried more than I did. She cried through the entire graduation. This is a woman I have seen work hard for her students and bring passion to her job. She changed my son's life at Santa Maria's High School, and I think she needs to be back in the classroom. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Megan Watson, and on behalf of Ms. Griff, I just have to say she was more than a teacher. She was a friend. She's the person I looked forward to every day I woke up, not only to art class, but to her. She helped me in many ways. High school was extremely difficult for me. She helped me think positive about myself. She helped me gain confidence I never had, not only in my artwork, but in other classes, whether it was math, science, English. She boosted me up every day, gave me that pep talk that made me feel better about myself. She was the person I could count on, the person that we all count on, that we all don't want to see go. If she helped me in high school, I know she can help so many more other students, and I want to see that happen. I graduated 2011, and I still talk to her to this day. I still get excited to see her face, and I love her, and I know all of her students love her. I've never heard of a student not loving her. And my sister, who is now 30, had her. And I remember her in high school. She talked about the amazing art teacher and how I couldn't wait to have her, and I did. And I'm more than grateful to say that she is my friend. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
I don't really know where to start. I absolutely love Ms. Graff, and to be honest, I wouldn't be standing here with a full-time job and a full-time school the way I'm standing here. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I'm going to lay it all out on the line. In 11th and 12th grade, I went through some really hard times. I wound up, and like I said, I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I wound up getting pregnant twice. And if it wasn't for Ms. Graff, I would be a mother of two. I was only 16 and 17 at the time. I am 19, gonna be 20 now. And the guidance that Ms. Graff gave me those 2 years, and the fact that I was able to talk to her and open up to her and have her stand there and help me and encourage me, I wouldn't be here the way I am right now. I wouldn't be strong enough right now to be standing up here and telling not only you guys this, but the news, and standing up for Ms. Graff the way I am. Ms. Graff really loves her students. She would never. herself or the one she loves in harm. And the reason I know this is because she has helped me and talked me off the ledge, talked me out of harming myself, and has helped me and encouraged me to make my life better. So why would anyone in their right mind, in a board of administration, prevent their teachers, their teacher, Miss Graff, who does so much for them and their students, from helping their students more for the rest of this school year? That's all I have to say.
It's hard to follow somebody like that. My name is Muriel Corpin. I'm past president of the Mauritius Rotary, and I'm here on behalf of Janice Graff. Janice Graff is the Interact Advisor for the Santa Mauritius High School and has been for the past 15 years. She took a small Interact club and came and broadened it to hundreds of kids willing to give up their time to help this community. And I have seen her interact with children. She gets them to do things that I never dreamed a kid would want to do. She gets them to volunteer their time to help others. Not only in the spooky walk and the egg hunt and everything else that we do for the kids at Camp Aquatic. She really cares about the kids that are in her class, and she goes out of her way. She spent 30 years in a school system, and to go out in retirement in disgrace is a disgrace. And I'm here to hold that you... consider your decision. I believe that people should be accountable for their actions. I think they should be disciplined. I think she's been disciplined enough. And I think on behalf of the children, you have to welcome her back to the school. Please, Sue Stone.
Maddie Zeminski. I guess I'm the child in question. I think in no way what my teacher, Ms. Graff, did was wrong. I think she did more than any guidance counselor could ever do, not only for me, but for every child in the school. I think the help that the school has is nothing compared to that one teacher. I think what she does for all the students, people who don't even take art, just appreciate her. And I think everyone in this room has said as much as I can say, but she makes me want to go to school every day. She makes me smile. She makes me laugh. She's like another mother. Like, I think she's another mother for everyone. And I also think that it's been a personal attack. Some things I don't understand, especially how people could ever throw her out like that, especially retiring so soon. Just like it was said, like, it's a disgrace, and I feel nervous. I mean, we're all humans, but I don't think I was treated like a human when interrogated, and I don't think Ms. Graff is being treated like a human. But that's all anyone ever wants, and that's all she ever gave everyone, and I don't really know what else to say. So
you're great.
Hello, everybody. My name is Gabrielle Alter. I graduated in 1998. My brother and myself had Mrs. Diana then, now Graff, as the teacher. She was wonderful for me and for all the other students. She did the same thing for me that I hear students now saying about her. She was always there for me. She opened up her doors for me when I needed the doors to be open, very much so. She allowed me to come in during my free periods, do art, help out. She was really great. She was just there for me, and I feel the same way. I wouldn't be where I was if it wasn't for Miss Diana. She helped me out, talked me off the ledge many a times. This is, and I'm nervous too, so don't worry. This is a letter. My mom couldn't be here. She was a former teacher. She's a retired teacher. She wrote a letter on Janice's behalf. I wanted to read it. To the members of the Santa Mauritius Board of Education, I originally sent a portion of this letter to somebody who's on the board. asking that she share my email with all the Santa Maria school board members, but I've decided to expand that original message and write to you all myself. Unfortunately, I cannot attend the school board meeting this Wednesday evening because I am not home. However, my heart is home, and I have very strong feelings about some events unfolding in our district. I'm extremely disappointed with the school's district stance against Janice Graff. Why in the world would our school district take such a hard stance against a dedicated 30-year veteran teacher who is retiring at the end of this year? What a complete waste of taxpayer dollars, and what total disrespect to a dedicated professional whose primary interest has always been her students' well-being and artistic development. I first met Janice when she was first my son Joshua's and then my daughter Gabrielle's art teacher. My children are now 39 and 35, respectively, so it's evident that I first met Janice approximately 25 years ago. Janice Graff is the consummate professional, totally vested in both the emotional well-being and artistic development of her students. She has donated countless hours to her art and interact students, selflessly giving of her own time to our community. It always confused me why, when our school district decided to make community service an annual student requirement for graduation, Janice was not chosen to spearhead that movement. She'd already been leading our students toward community service for years and epitomizes selfless giving. We forgot to mention the Relay for Life is something that you also do. I've done that and seen you there a bunch of times. To hear that some individuals are attempting to drag her good name through the mud by malicious slander and innuendo seems like a deserved liability lawsuit in the making. If either you or your child has not had Janice as an art teacher, you really have no idea of the dedicated, caring professional she is. Janice has always been an asset to our school district. She epitomizes knowledgeable, caring professionalism. Anyone who does not know that has not had a child in one of her classes. Is she an easy A teacher? No. Will she give a child an undeserved grade? No. Does she love to share knowledge and explore a child's artistic creativity and expand his or her artistic ability? Absolutely. Is she a caring teacher who deserves, whose students gravitate towards her? Absolutely. And this makes her a danger to our students. So dangerous that she's been removed from the classroom, placed in the white building, and have locks that she found necessary to purchase cut-off cabinets wherein lay 30 years worth of personally purchased materials, as well as Janice purchased for her students using her art budget. Have you thought to ask Janice why she found it necessary to lock her materials up, and why she wasn't simply asked for the key to those locks? How disrespectful can we be? How great of a threat is Janice Graff, and to whom? Maddie Walter.
Shamed like this. I'm just devastated, and I don't have the words, so I'm going to let my son speak, because I think he has a lot to say.
Sorry, I got to move this up, because I'm like... Anyway. So yeah, I'm Austin Roggeman. That's my mom. Just spoke. I knew Miss Graff for less than a year, and she, I can proudly say, by far, no offense to any other faculty or students or teachers, she is by far the number one person that I could count on in the school, my favorite teacher, the one person I know I can love, respect, and trust in the school. no one else like her besides my mom. My mom says she is the second mother to me. I've known her for less than a year. This is my first art class with her, and I'm a senior. I wish I had more classes with her. I regret it so much because I realized what an amazing offer it was. What an amazing opportunity to be able to be in a class where I can be taught by such a saint, such an amazing woman, who's not only been there to increase my artistic ability, but has also been there for me when I needed support, when I needed hope, when I needed love, whenever I needed someone to cry on. She has been my rock whenever my mom wasn't, which is whenever I was in school. But
yes.
I think all the students can agree. Everyone that graduated already, the ones that have graduated already, the ones that are going to graduate, she is a tremendous tribute to our success and love for the school district. And if you take her away, there's no reason that we could have this much love from where we are right now.
Because of her, and even after I graduated, I still would go visit her. I was always at the Relay for Lights because of her, and I felt very welcomed any time that I was at her, needed to talk to her, and I can feel my own love in the room right now that everybody feels the same, that Ms. Graff is always there for everybody, and it would be a total disgrace for her to not be teaching anymore.
Vincent Navarro. I am a senior right as of now. One thing that I have to say about Ms. Graff is that she's possibly the biggest pain in the butt the Board of Education has ever had the misfortune to know. But as for her students, Ms. Graff is probably one of the most amazing individuals I have ever met. Actually, as of now, I have suffered of severe depression and anxiety where I was actually housebound, and I am actually being tutored out of my home because I cannot attend school due to my anxiety. And Ms. Graff, out of her free will, just decided to come to my house and bring me art supplies and things that I needed to get done. She was giving me grades, and to have somebody give you that personal interest it's unheard of. And I just wanted to say that whatever decision is made, I hope that it's made for the right cause.
Jake Nell, senior at San Regis High School. I'm in AP Art. And I'm going to be honest, I'm not the best artist, and I'm not even going to go art as a major, but through AP Art, I've learned so much from Ms. Graff, creativity, passion, and drive, not only through my artwork, but through all my other schoolwork as well. And no, I can go on, say great things about Ms. Graff all the time, but I'm going to end off with a story that happened a week before she left. Ninth period, I went to her art room. Mrs. May was teaching her middle school class, and she had me look at one of her students' artwork. Now, my artwork, along with other AP students' artwork, is hanging proudly on the cabinets because Ms. Graff is so proud of our work. And one of my works is these mannequins I drew. And this eighth grade boy's artwork, Mrs. May wants me to come over there. He was inspired by my work. He was looking at my work, and he's drawing what I drew, and I think that's incredible. How he's having interest in art, and he's just taking interest, like, that's awesome, I want to do that. And without Ms. Graff, where else would that be? and I'm proud to have you as my teacher.
My son, and I just want to say that he's had Ms. Graff since ninth grade. It's been a very positive experience. When I go to back to school night, I meet with teachers. They say, "Oh, your son's a great student. He's very quiet and everything." I go to Ms. Graff's room, and she says, "Oh, Jake, he doesn't stop talking. You know, he's always here. He's very social." She makes the kids feel safe. I just want to speak on the AP part, that on the functional part of it, as concerned. Concerned that I do wish that we had been reached out to as parents of AP. Just to, I understand there's a privacy things, but the functionality piece of I so appreciate that type of communication, because then you start wondering, is the AP going to be compromised? What's going to happen? I know that there has to be the syllabus and the teacher approved, and then there's an audit that has to happen, and I'm calling the college board, and you know, they're telling me that because the deadline has passed, that yes, it could be a temporary teacher, but that's with the knowledge that this is going to be implemented with the same syllabus, with fidelity, with a highly qualified teacher. I know my son has said that the teacher now, very kind. I just want it to the same level as the AP standard as well, and I certainly hope we can bring Ms. Graff back to the classroom. But thank you.
Graduated in 1990. I had the pleasure of having Mrs. Diana as one of my teachers. We all can stand up here and tell you how great and how much she affected our lives and how wonderful she was to each and every one of us. But I think the most important thing tonight to point out is that the family in question is here supporting her.
And I'm an 11th grader at Santa Richards High School. I've had the privilege to have Mrs. Graff as a teacher since 9th grade. She has always been there for me, and she's a dedicated, and she always motivates me to do my best with all my work. And here I also have a petition. I have 100-something signatures from as many students as I could, and a letter from me. So, thank you. Somehow I got dropped in Ms. Graff's drawing and painting class when I was a sophomore, and through that she just kept pushing me and pushing me to improve, and I ended up really, really loving it, and I went on to portfolio my junior year, and this year I'm an AP student, and I absolutely love everything, and I have such respect for that whole area, the arts, and not only that, but she also inspired me to join Interact, and through Interact I have gotten in touch so many community events, and I was student of the month for December in Interact, and it's really just a great experience, and it's all because of Mrs. Graff, and I can say too that whenever I have a free period, I'm in the art room doing my artwork, and her door is always open to any student that needs help, whether or not they take a class of hers, and she really just, she does, she makes me smile, and she gets me through the day, and it's awful not having her there, and I can say that probably a lot of other students feel that way as well.
Good evening. My name is Daryl Henderson. I'm a 1991 graduate of Santa Merchants High School. I attended Santa Merchants in 1988, and that was where I first met Janice. At the time, she was Miss Diana. She was instrumental in fostering a love for art. And she fought every tooth and nail for us, even back then. And even it's kind of interesting to see, and it's nice to see that it's still going on today, that she would fight tooth and nail for her students. And I think it's only fitting that we fight tooth and nail for her, because in the classroom is where she belongs. That's where she helps the students. And as a teacher myself, it's kind of, you kind of hope that you you inspire your students in some way, shape, or form. And seeing the turnout of the amount of students that are here tonight, past and present, that she's helped over the years. And as a teacher, you never really know. Ironically, my mom saves everything, and like most moms do. And Miss Graff loves birds and parrots and stuff. And I want to say I hope it was a good phone call, but my mother ended up getting in touch with Miss Graff back in the day. And the note reads, "Dear Mrs. Henderson, thank you very much for the lovely gift and especially for your kindness at times. I wonder if I am a positive influence upon my students. Your phone call let me know that it is certainly worth every minute. Thanks again, and sincerely, Janice Diana." And that still holds true.
Good evening. My name is Ves Matev. I'm Ms. Graff's attorney. On her behalf, I wanted to thank everybody for the extraordinary amount of support that you've shown tonight. I think we can all agree that we've witnessed something remarkable. Students, former students, parents, members of the community, this gentleman, his family, they all came forward tonight to put into action that which is that they have been taught, that if they see a wrong, they should stand up, they should make their voices be heard. And now if we agree that the worth of an educator is measured by how many lives that person has touched, then what you saw tonight was but a drop in the bucket. So you can imagine how many lives this lady's touched in 30 years of service. Urge the board not to make the decision too rashly or too hastily, because everyone tonight has had one message, and that is that this lady belongs in the classroom. She does not deserve the ignominy that is being foisted upon her. So I would humbly suggest that we all take a deep breath and a step back and reconsider what's best for the students. You've heard it all tonight. They have told you what is best. I ask that you listen. Thank you.
After that, I'm Miriam Gillis, and I've been here about 50 years, I guess. However, I met Janice Graff back when my son was 18, 17. He took art because it was going to be easy. She made it hard. And he thought he was
trying to scare things.
But she also taught him a lot inside. He admired her, and when he heard about this, he said, "You want me to get on a plane and get up there?" I mean, it was just so unheard of. Many teachers have taken kids off the school grounds. I have used Mrs. Graff to bring children to the window painting, which I did for years with her. The merchants in town adored the kids. They bought them hot chocolate. We did many things. When I started the Relay 15 years ago, who was the first one that came to me? Janice Graff. What can I do? Every year she's been with me. We've been in the parades with the kids getting donations. Anytime I call or ask, I get a kid. I was down in Carolina, October, the day before homecoming. I didn't know it was homecoming. One of the chamber members said, "Can you get us kids to hand out the pumpkins at the fall festival?" I text her. I got a note, text back, and it said, "How many, where, and when?" Did the same thing for the March of the Goblins, also for the Christmas fair. I have worked in that classroom during the 15 years of the Relay, 14. Anytime, bringing in luminaries, get needing something. I have never walked in her room when it was disruptive. The kids were always under control. They talk amongst themselves. They do phenomenal work. She might even get me to do something if I stay there and look it up. Basically, she's there, and the kids are just good with her. And I worked 20-some years in an ice school, in a middle school. And I just admire everything Janice Graff does. And I think there's some crazy thing. It's like a witch hunt. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just don't like this whole thing. And when you have the parents saying to you that something's wrong, and I don't know where anybody lied about anything, but I think you better open your ears. We put you on board. We've asked you for your input and well, and I hope you listen to our town because it's really upsetting me to no end. Thank you.
I'm Maddie's sister and their kid, and the amount of stress that has gone on between phone calls, interrogation, between the administrator, the superintendent, and my family and the community is absolutely beyond what I would expect from Santa Maria High School. When I went to Santa Maria High School, I graduated in 2005, nothing like this would ever happen. It sounds to me like it has been blown out of proportion. I checked the school policies. It said nothing about that. And the fact that everyone here is in support of Mrs. Graff and not of Mr. Stewart is enough to say, like, come on now. I mean, I'm holding back. I'm very disappointed with somebody who's supposed to be a role model and inspire kids to get through high school. And my sister was having a hard time getting through high school, just like everyone does. Actually, it was less hard for me because things were different. And the one thing that's stayed the same is teachers being able to connect with students. It's hard to go to school when you have judgment every day. I was home witnessing what was happening, and she didn't even want to go to school. And the one person that helped her out there, other than other students and her friends, was Mrs. Graff. And you're going to take her out and make the AP students suffer? This is their last year. They're going to college. How do you expect a different art teacher? I'm sorry, I believe that there is a vendetta against Mrs. Graff, which is personal with you, and I don't understand why. But how do you expect students who've known this woman for so long and have taught them and know them individually to get into art schools where they have portfolios they've worked on for so long? Like, for example, Emma was not interested in art. Now she is. I don't know if she's going to art school or whatever, but she won't forget that. She's going to take that with her for a really long time. And my sister, hopefully, she will take this with her to college. I don't understand how you think these kids are going to benefit. I don't understand how you think anything is going to be benefited by taking Miss Graff out of the classroom. Do you have anything to say? Like, is it a personal vendetta? I don't understand, because that's what it sounds like. It should have been nipped in the butt. Honestly, when I heard about it, I was like, it's going to be a slap in the wrist. Maybe a paper's going to go in her file. She's got 4 months before she retires. What's the deal?
Tremendously. 18 years ago, helped my brother 17 years ago. She was our guidance counselor. You didn't want to talk to somebody else, that was your counselor. There was one thing, whether you're good at art, bad at art, didn't matter. You were in her class, you sat in her class, you needed her, she was there. Like everybody else said, free periods, whatever it was, you needed to talk. She was the person to talk to. Now I see, regardless, now in 4 months, her retiring is very hard for me. She is one of the people that I would love to see, or a teacher just like her, that I would love to see my students, my kids experience as her student. Thank you.
She was in my first period, and she said, why are you taking art, which I hated art? And I said, because I needed to graduate. And she said, exactly, you do. I ended up majoring in art. Nice. I went through a very hard time. My uncle died in 9/11. My parents went through a bitter divorce. She was my light in the dark. And I just love her, and you guys are making a mistake.
Thank you.
comments tonight? So, first, I want to commend everyone that's here tonight for coming out and having the courage to speak about something that you support. I think that the care and strength that you've exhibited is what makes this community great. I think that it's important for our students to, in this society, speak about something they feel strongly about. And to see their families stand up and speak about something that they feel strong about and make their points heard. This is an extremely significant matter for the district, as you know, and no decision is ever taken lightly. Security in what we do is paramount. We, as a board, ensure that process and policy are followed in connection with every decision. While we can't talk about the specifics of the specific case, as you know, because it's a personnel matter, I can say that the current situation doesn't eradicate the good that you've all commented on. Doesn't eradicate, doesn't change that, nor the help that you said that she's provided to you. That's not what is at issue here at all. And I can't go further. I'm sorry. I know that everybody wants me to go further, but that's not what's at issue here. We'll certainly take all of your heart.
We're right here.
We will certainly take.
You have the folks here. Just let us know. Give us the details that we're entitled
how
to.
How do we find
out? Yeah. Children
The parents and child
the complacency
are right here.
On your part is affecting all of our children. We have a right to know.
Understood.
Understood. We're all here. The people that are here are the ones that care the most. Just be
honest.
Tell us.
Be
honest
and open people.
Honest
and open.
She's 4 months away. That's it.
Are you kidding me?
So
they need her. They
why can't
need
we talk?
Her.
Why can't this serve talk?
He's not
so,
let him speak.
Why?
Because
when he does.
Let him speak.
We are not able. There are certain laws in effect. We're not able to talk about confidential personnel matters in public. So, that's what I'm saying. I understand that everybody wants every detail and every fact.
We
can't.
Well, my husband gave her permission.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little crazy now.
So,
what about
room?
All the guidance counselors that have taken out students, say, hide in my car so that the school doesn't see you? One guidance counselor buying a kid $100 pair of sneakers. Where are they? Why aren't they reprimanded?
And
why is it just Ms. Graff? There
are
so many teachers that have taken students out. It's like going on a field trip. Teachers have taken kids out. This is insane.
What is the real deal? Who else is it affecting? Who else is it affecting besides my family? It affects my family, and if I don't think if it's a problem for not, it's not a problem for them, then it shouldn't be a problem for everyone else. Because I think everyone else is exactly.
Don't swear down my face.
And I don't want her going down because of my daughter, because I truly love that teacher, and she's done nothing but good for this kid and made her want to go to school.
Don't hit on her. You take the hit, kid.
Yeah.
This
you're
isn't
covering
secret.
Your own
little tiny town of Santa Maria.
Every
you're
single comment, every single comment that was made tonight will be taken into consideration. That's what I can say.
One more decision be made.
How long
are
we waiting? How long
do
we have to wait?
Why can't she get back in the classroom so kids can graduate
they
and finish?
Want
they
graduate.
Start
it's
and finish. They're seniors.
Class.
This is
I don't want
loss.
Just. I think on account of me and every
what's
other AP student, I don't want just a grade thrown at me from a substitute teacher.
Who
I want the
know?
Grade who I was trained throughout my entire high school career from that teacher.
And
I know that's her.
Certified.
That's the style I know. That's
what
the woman who's taught me.
What good will come of this other than your personal satisfaction?
She's been here longer than you. Not only that.
There is no policy. We look
there's
the
no
policy.
Policy.
There's
so
no
what
policy.
Are you trying to do here? And there's
and
bigger issues.
To me.
Mom, hold up.
He,
no, hold up. There's bigger
and
issues in this school for
thought.
You to take care of.
He did to my daughter.
What is
it's
really
disgusting.
Going on? What are you trying to hide? Because there are so many things you could be, like, for example, like the school therapist you could work on, guidance counselors, trying to get these kids into college, maybe being nice to them. I'm sorry,
But it is legal in New York State for someone to be recorded as long as one person knows about it. And I heard you speak, and I'm disgusted. I was disgusted by the way you spoke to her. And, okay, I know, you're a principal. I don't go to that school anymore. Or you're a superintendent. I don't go to that school anymore. I don't care if it's my little sister. Now it's personal. All right? And as for Mrs. Graff, what do you have against her? She's retiring in 4 months. Why would you do that?
Phenomenal teacher.
And it's number one, there is nothing on the school policy saying students can't do that. And like I said, there's so many more things you should be working on. Are you listening, sir? Okay, there's so many things you should be working on, like, oh, your people skills, your respect for my parents, the way you try and get things out, repeating yourself too much.
So,
accusing her and Mrs. Graff of doing things that are unspeakable.
Miss, we're going to discuss these matters in executive session tonight. At this point, the comment...
That means we're not here, though.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
So
at this point, the comment and question section is over. I promise everyone here, we will take every comment that's been made into consideration in our discussion. We're going to move forward at this point into the regular section of our agenda.
And when will he hear? When will the students and all the parents hear?
After the date, we're going to talk about time. We will talk about time. Motion to adopt the regular minutes of the meeting of January 27, 2016. Motion second. All in favor? Motion carries unanimously. Recommended action upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the following grades for leave of absence for the employees and terms and conditions of the summer, which is FMLA. Motion. Second. All in favor? Motion carries unanimously. At the end of the agenda, yes.
Okay, good. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the following salary moves on the salary schedule,
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the following contracts in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contracts, as well as that the established cost contained inside the contracts and authorized the president to sign to.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations, Mr. Nolte.
There Recommended action upon recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the budget transfer.
Motion. Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action upon recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the Treasurer's report for the month of December 2015.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action upon recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education approves the Student Activity Treasurer's report for high school and middle school for the month of December 2015.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Board of Education has appointed an independent claims auditor to review bills and authorize the processing of payment during the period between Board of Education meetings. Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the report by the independent claims auditor for the month of January 2016 and authorizes payment of the monthly bills listed on warrants for the month of January 2016 as audited by the independent claims auditor as follows.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. This motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education accepts the following donations.
So, yeah, read them, please.
Donation of a weight bench to the high school weight room from Mr. Tazi, valued at $125, sent to Purchase PTA of Lakeview Elementary School. Donation of $109.24 for new playground equipment. Donation of $143.50 for the spelling bee enrollment fee. Donation of $1,500 for the Richard Speck Cultivate Kindness speaker. Donation of $125.70 for extra clothing for the school nurse. Donation of $82.48 for jumper for heart snack supplies. Donation of $53.53 for trivia night snack supplies.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Yeah. So I want to thank PTA for this. As always, it's impossible to do many of these things without your help. I know that, you know, for every single dollar here, everybody works extremely hard. And also thank Mr. Tazi for the weight bench. Thank you.
Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Central Virginia Board of Education approves the criminal justice class to attend the taping of People's Court in Stanford, Connecticut on May 26, 2016 at no cost to the district.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the recommendations of the committees on special education and preschool special education for the month of January for the 2015-2016 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Resolved that the calendar for the 2015-2016 school year is hereby amended by the addition of two instructional days on March 24, 2016 and April 22, 2016, which were designated on the school calendar as snow makeup days, number 1 and 2, respectively. As a result of school closures due to inclement weather, snow days on February 5th and February 8th, 2016.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action by the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education approves the academic calendar for 2016-2017 school year.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously.
Recommended action that upon the recommendation of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education conducts the first reading of the following policy.
Motion.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries unanimously. Brings us to the next section of the agenda. Questions and comments solely on matters not on tonight's agenda. Does anybody have any? I think this time is coming up. If you could just step up, same thing, remember we're recording.
Hi, Tim Holmes. I just want to thank everyone for making the time for everyone to come speak. And I think you really did a good job. You know, you went through that whole pack of 10 minutes. You're all elected officials. You are the arm of the community. You are supposed to, you know, whatever. So, I'm sorry. You are supposed to, you know, act on our behalf. And I trust that you guys are going to do the right thing because that's what you do. You're good people. And I guess that's it. All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question. What is the difference between a network and systems coordinator and a data management specialist microcomputer repair technician?
It's different responsibilities, different categories of duties and responsibilities that fall into the two categories.
Okay, so can I explain?
Sure. Network and systems coordinator is someone that sort of coordinates the network itself. supersedes, well, supervises the network itself. Networking Systems Specialist 1, it's someone that works on more of the technical ends of the IT infrastructure of a district. That would be the difference in terms of supervision of a network versus sort of the ins and outs of the network itself.
So the network and the systems coordinator does not work on the system itself.
The data management
specialist does?
No, they do work on the system itself, but that individual is the person that sort of supervises the network itself.
Okay. I just didn't understand why we abolished a position and now we are making another position. I just didn't understand that.
We didn't abolish when we had a resignation.
It says abolish a position.
Yeah, because now we're efficiency and cost-wise, we were able to rearrange since there was a resignation. We were able to rearrange.
So are they the same positions or different positions?
Russ, do you have the...
What?
How we
different.
I didn't want to speak before because obviously it's not getting ready, but it's both my sons had Mrs. Graff, and she was wonderful with them. My concern is also with the kids, because 30 years ago, I was that 18-year-old putting together a portfolio and getting things done. And that interruption, that's big. I went on, I'm an artist now, they deserve that. They need to have that constant in their life as well as 4 months. So,
thank you.
Please consider.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? An item's not on the agenda.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm speaking on behalf of the Mauritius Rotary Club. We would like to donate a drive safely sign in front of the schools to remind people to drive slowly around the schools. So they told me I have to present it to the school board in order to get approval. The sign is about so big. If I can get somebody's email address, I'll email you the sign that we'd like to put up driving carefully around the school.
If you could send it to Carol Parkins and let us take a look at it,
okay.
That would be great. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
And you talk about, would it be, are you asking to have it? Posted a Clinton Union Main Street.
Would put the sign up that we buy
the high school or here in Main Street?
All the schools.
Okay.
Yeah, all the schools that are in
yeah.
Drive safely, you know, for the community.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Any other comments, questions on matters not on the agenda tonight? Great. So the next board meeting will be March 2nd, 7:30 in the district office boardroom. Motion to adjourn to executive session for purpose of discussing discussions regarding proposed pending or current litigation, collective negotiations under the Taylor Law, the CMPA, other matters, the disclosure of which would result in an unwarranted invasion of personal privacy. Motion. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much for coming tonight.
Thank you.